Welcome to the Island Weekly. I'm Anne Hodgson, and you're listening to the edition of the 28th of February, 2008. Today's topic is, Are You Game? Computer games are intelligent reductions of reality to focus on a given challenge. Their key strength is that they allow users to learn from failure in a safe setting. The relatively young serious games movement is using this principle to help learners overcome fears, so it plays a big role in military training. Definitely not my line of business. But they are also teaching people communication skills, and that is what my teaching is all about. So my heart skips a beat every time the community gets together, like last week, when it enjoyed one of its annual events, the Serious Games Summit in Los Angeles. While I'm waiting for a new game lead, let me tell you about my current favorite. I'm hooked on a suite of Flash-animated simulations called Zapdramatic. Developed by Canadian Michael Gibson and his negotiation and alternative dispute resolution team, these simply drawn yet incredibly well-thought-out mini-dramas and role-plays take you into one-to-one scenarios with a scripted counterpart. Your reactions determine how the story develops. You make the wrong decisions, and the story ends badly. But you can and need to start over and try again. Every change in your reactions produces a surprising twist that keeps you going. At the end, you invariably succeed. But the solutions are never obvious. Your counterpart doesn't think anything like you do. In fact, he or she may be quite irrational, much like some of the real people we deal with, right? So you need to explore their way of thinking, which provides enormous scope for communication training. I don't find it at all surprising that Zapdramatic is as popular with women as it is with men. Why am I so keen on using these games in my teaching? They're didactic gems. They pick up on the essential challenge of adult education, namely relearning how to learn. Because, let's face it, most adults have forgotten how to learn. Zapdramatic actually helps learners overcome two key hurdles this involves, being ready to make mistakes and sticking with the process. First of all, they need the right kind of challenge to risk being wrong. This is especially true for my often risk-averse German learners. Taking creative risks is systematically drilled out of us, first at school and later at work. The fear of making mistakes is something I see in my students every day. People stop learning because they're afraid to be seen as deficient. Gibson says we learn best from our mistakes. But if the mistake could ruin a reputation or career, it would be best to make it in a simulation. The second key skill adults need to relearn is perseverance. Adults naturally need longer to learn and have found ingenious shortcuts to buy their way out of learning. Usually adults have learned to surf along on their strengths and to hide their weaknesses. So having to stick with the learning process is very hard. Nevertheless, it's key to being successful because practice makes perfect. Games like Zapdramatic make this concept crystal clear. Give up and you fail. But stick with it and you win. Zapdramatic games are challenging and fun to the point of being addictive, which is precisely the quality adults need to overcome their fear of learning. There is one problem I see. I'm convinced that foreign language learning follows content. However, if the language level is causing the learners too much trouble, they will surely give up in frustration. That's why I'll be providing online language training on the Beautiful Islands course site specifically geared to those interested in playing Zapdramatic. So, I'm game. How about you? Thanks for listening in, and I hope you come back next week for more on the Island Weekly.